762 at himmel.net.
But not in the book.
No.
762.
Oh, yeah, I mean himmel or something.
Amen. Did y'all find it?
Yeah.
Himmel.net. 762. I'm not sure about songbooks.
No.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. He stepped out of glory and put on the lowly, and life's very author a creature became, despised and forsaken, afflicted with sorrow. From infinite splendor to the likeness of shame, he chose to be humble, he chose limitation, he chose to be finite, he chose to be found substance in Jesus, unto nature being the unique God-man. His own shell was broken, releasing his glory, his life's impartation. Many graves, the firstborn rejoices with his many brothers, and incorporation divine and human, we cannot but love him, our lovely was our victory, his anguish our joy, the children of judgment he brought into glory, the millions of Godhead forever rejoice. We cannot but love our victory, his anguish our joy, the children of judgment he brought into glory, the millions of God-men forever rejoice.
Yes.
Amen.
But love him.
Amen.
Lovely forerunner.
Amen.
His own shell was broken, releasing his glory.
Amen.
Life importation produced many graves.
Amen.
The firstborn rejoices with his many brothers.
Amen.
The incorporation, divine and human.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, he chose to be humble.
Amen.
He chose limitation.
Amen.
He chose to be finite.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He chose to be man.
Amen. Stepping out of glory.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for putting on the lowly.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, your own shell was broken.
Amen.
Releasing your glory.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we cannot but love him.
Amen.
Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for incarnation.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Tabernacle among us.
Amen.
Died on the cross.
Amen.
And resurrected.
Amen.
To become the anointing spirit.
Amen.
Oh, for our transformation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for such a journey.
Amen.
You came out of eternity.
Amen.
You came to earth.
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
You're so available to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You became a man.
Amen.
Not just any man, a God man.
Amen.
Lord, to raise up more God men.
Amen.
We're here just God to enjoy
man.
You.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. This morning you're rejoicing.
Amen.
With your many brothers.
Amen.
Yeah, we're an incorporation.
Amen.
Divine and human.
Amen.
Millions of God-men forever rejoice.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Mark, you as the firstborn, you're rejoicing with your many brothers.
Amen.
Oh, that's right, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, your shell was broken.
Amen.
Oh, your death is a glory to you.
Amen.
Oh, God, you produce many graves.
Amen.
Oh, we're here rejoicing with you.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we rejoice with you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you that you became what we are.
Amen.
You stepped out of glory.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to make us the same as you are.
Amen.
Oh, to bring us into the divine glory.
Amen.
Oh, we worship you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, you're the lamb with the dove.
Amen.
Oh, you're
Hallelujah.
The heavenly ladder.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Right, you're the journeying triune God.
Amen.
Thank you for tabernacling among us.
Amen.
You became a man for us.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
To become enjoyable,
Amen.
Enterable,
Amen.
Touchable,
Amen.
Contactable,
Amen.
Receivable.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Fullness we all receive.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my grace of his fullness.
Amen.
We all receive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Grace upon grace.
Amen. Grace upon grace.
Amen.
Full of grace and reality.
Amen.
Amen.
For your glory.
Amen.
We here are for your glory.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Saints,
make
too. Amen.
Maybe we can sing. Oh, Brother Bill, did you call him?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Do your
Which
name?
One?
We do here
82.
For
okay.
your name.
Amen.
82.
Amen.
Amen.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and
great creator.
Into time.
Amen.
Oh, you became our Savior.
Amen.
Oh, now all the fullness dwells in us.
Amen.
Dwells in you.
Amen.
Now dwells in us.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Gracious and tender.
Amen.
Come to us stooping to woo us.
Amen.
Thank you for saving us.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, thank you now the church is your fullness.
Amen.
Oh, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
Amen.
Lord, at this table, we just like to enjoy you thoroughly.
Amen.
Oh, more enjoyment for more fullness.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus.
Just not saving us.
Amen.
But also you put us in the body.
Amen.
As a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
What a privilege.
Amen.
What a honoring.
Amen.
Lord, we just worship you.
Amen.
Such a privilege.
Amen.
To participate such a bread and wine.
Amen.
What a blessing we are in.
Amen.
We just love you, Lord.
Amen.
We just remember you.
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
Transforming Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, uniting Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Spirit in us.
Amen.
Oh, he's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. Oh, he's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us.
Hymn 11:13.
Amen.
11:13.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the triune God has come to dwell within, has the wonderful Spirit in us. We are mingled with the Lord, we're one with Him as the life-giving Spirit in us. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. The wonderful Spirit in us. It's the Spirit of the Son who cries to Him. That's the life-giving Spirit in us. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. The Lord is living now in us as the wonderful Spirit within. He has been transfigured. We enjoy Him thus as the life-giving Spirit within. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. Now the Spirit of reality is here as the wonderful Spirit within. Now the things of Christ are also real and clear by the life-giving Spirit within. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit. Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. We will all stir up this gift that's deep within as the wonderful Spirit in us. When we call Lord Jesus, our spirit springs as this life-giving Spirit in us. Oh, Spirit in us.
Amen.
He's a wonderful Spirit in us.
Amen.
God is in the
God
Son.
Is in the Son.
Spirit in us.
Amen.
He's a wonderful
Hallelujah.
Spirit in us.
Amen.
He's the wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's the Spirit now. Spirit in us.
We will stir up this gift that deep within.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How our spirit springs.
Amen.
Life-giving Spirit in us.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
In reality with our spirit.
Amen.
Whenever we call Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Our spirit springs.
Amen.
You're living in the reality.
Amen.
You're full of grace and reality.
Amen.
You're transmitting
this
grace and
reality. Lord, we thank you right now. You're springing up in our spirit.
Amen.
We're here just to enjoy all you are.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful spirit.
Amen.
Oh, what a gift deep within.
Amen.
The spirit of life with our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a
ladder in our spirit.
Amen.
Spirit in us.
Amen.
Oh, you are the anointing spirit in us.
Amen.
Anoint to all our being.
Amen.
Every corner.
Amen.
Every avenue of our being.
Amen.
You want to possess us.
Amen.
We are willing to cooperate with you.
Amen.
By eating Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you at your table.
Amen.
Thank you. There's a ladder here at your table.
Amen.
Joining God to man.
Amen.
Man to God.
Amen.
Thank you. We can be one with you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Love you at your table.
Amen.
All the process to have
yes.
Come
through. Amen.
Wonderful life spirit.
Amen.
I've given a spirit.
Amen.
Now we can eat you.
Amen.
Now we can drink you.
Amen.
Now we can be satisfied.
Amen.
Thank you for the life given a spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right up, oh well.
Amen.
Amen. Spirit.
Amen.
Rise up and
tell. Amen.
Oh, hear
it. Amen.
Right up, oh well.
Amen.
Amen.
Together and knit together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's growing.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you. We are in you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, enjoying your rich dispensing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Your body growing.
Amen.
Week by week.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
By increasing of God.
Amen.
Within us.
Amen.
Day
Amen.
By day.
Amen.
Oh, grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. There is one body in the universe.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We gather
here, O Lord, as thy one body, though we be many, yet we all are one. We share thy broken so that all the saints may share. Christ has redeemed us, made us his own body. What can we say? Amen, Lord, we're one. There is one body in this universe, and we express it here on earth. We stand as one in each locality,
oneness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We cannot be divided.
Amen.
Because our oneness is of Christ alone.
Amen.
Foundation, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we simply stand on you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, nothing but you, Lord.
Amen.
Nothing but you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We eat this bread.
Amen.
And we are partaking.
Amen.
Thou shalt one as with all saints declare.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
We stand as one.
Amen.
We eat as one.
Amen.
One loved, one cup partaking.
Amen.
As thus our oneness visibly shown.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you are satisfied.
Amen.
Because we are one.
Amen.
We are satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you're the anointed one.
Amen.
You've anointed each one of us.
Amen.
One body.
Amen.
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 What can we say but amen, Lord?
Amen.
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 We're one.
Amen.
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 Amen, Lord, we're one.
Amen.
Amen, Father, we are one.
Amen.
All according to your desire and will.
Amen.
You would be satisfied with many sons.
Amen.
Amen. Built up, Father, according to your desire.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Praise you,
Father.
Amen.
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 Yes, praise you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, we are one in you.
Amen.
We have one Lord.
Amen.
One faith.
Amen.
Oh, one Spirit.
Amen.
Place us in one body.
Amen.
One God and Father of all.
Amen.
He's over all, through all, and in all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a joy to have this blessing.
bless the oneness.
Amen.
Oh, we sense the love for our satisfied.
Amen.
Oh, we foretaste.
Amen.
Fragrant.
Amen.
This sky.
Amen.
This oneness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father,
yes. Amen.
This come up from your heart.
Amen.
This is your desire.
Yes.
To have
Amen.
A body in the universe.
Amen.
Express it on the earth.
Amen.
For giving us your Son.
Amen.
Oh, now we are one in your Son.
Amen.
We can praise you, Father.
Amen.
Can we sing
1081 to the
Father? Amen. Father God, thou art the source of life. We, thy sons, are thine expression. In thy name, our dear possession.
Your nature,
Amen.
Your word, your
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, the glory of the triune God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, praise you. Glory
praise
to you.
Father.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
We're your sons. Oh, what a blessing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. We're of you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, week six, we can go to the verses.
We're going to practice in a very special way today, kind of a try, brothers decide. Oh. So we can just read the verses and then opening word and then scattered in to prophesy in a group. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Day one. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. With God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven open, and the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
All things came into being through him. And apart from him, not one thing came into being, which has come into being.
For the invisible things of him,
both his eternal power and divine characteristics, have been clearly seen
since the creation of the world,
being perceived by the things made, so that they would be without excuse.
Amen.
And the Word became flesh, and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory,
glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
Amen.
And said, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. But now, once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for the putting away of sins through the sacrifice of himself.
Amen.
John testified, saying, I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he abode upon him. He led him to Jesus. Looking at him, Jesus said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is interpreted Peter.
And he dreamed there was a ladder set up on the earth. And its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we've been going through the book, right, the experience, enjoyment, and expression of the triune God, looking at the nuggets, the divine nuggets in the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and now we're in the book of John.
Amen.
You know, the other three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are very, they're concerning the Lord as a man. But it's really amazing, right, the Gospel of John is a mystical book. And it unveils the revelation of Christ as God.
Amen.
Right? So we need to have a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
To endeavor to have our eyes open to see these things.
Amen.
And the first kernel in this week, or the first crystal in the book of John, is Christ as the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? The title of today's message, or today's morning revival, Christ as the Word of God.
Amen.
And you know, Christ as the Word of God is the eternal Word of God.
Amen.
Right? We know the first verse in John says, In the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
The Word was with God and the Word was God. This
Amen.
Beginning is before time, before creation.
Amen.
Right? In eternity past with the Father. And He, as the eternal Word, Moses asked, Who should I say sent me? Right?
Right?
And Jehovah said, I am who I am. You tell them, I am sent you.
Amen.
And this is my name forever.
Amen.
This is my name. right? And the Lord Jesus, we know, when he was on the earth, he told the Jews, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. Amen. And again, he said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am.
Yeah.
And before Abraham was, I am. He is the eternal word of God.
Amen.
And as such, he's God's definition. He's God's explanation. And he's God's expression. And he declares him in five great events, the greatest events in the history of the universe, right? We know that in eternity past, God, the Word was there as the bachelor God, right? Merely divine, not having the human nature. And he, in his heart, desire had a purpose.
Amen.
To journey, to make a trip across the bridge of time into eternity future.
Amen.
And in eternity future, he was no longer the bachelor God.
Amen.
He was the married God.
Amen.
There had been a holy union.
Yes.
For eternity, and in eternity as the New Jerusalem, he is the union, the mingling, and the incorporation of divinity and humanity, humanity and divinity, in the person of the New Jerusalem. You know, the Lord Jesus, we'll see, when he was incarnated in the flesh, it says he tabernacled among us. We know that he was the fulfillment of the Old Testament type of the tabernacle. And so we see that this building is a person. And again, the Lord said, listen, if you tear down this temple, I will raise it up in 3 days. But he was speaking of the temple of his body. So we need to see that God's building is a person. God's building is a person, right? And so what a wonderful picture of God's eternal purpose, conceived, planned, and purposed in eternity past. And for eternity future, the reality will be there for man and God, God and man, to enjoy for eternity.
Amen.
But between these two ends, right, as the song says, all time is cast. And on this bridge of time is when everything is accomplished. And this is when the five greatest events in the history take place, the first of which is creation, right? You know, the first chapter of John is an introduction, not only, it's an introduction to the book of John. And the main stress of that introduction is Christ as the Word of God, as the one who journeys from eternity past to eternity future. But this is also an overview, a prologue, or an abstract of the entire Bible. And so, you know, firstly, in creation, it says all things came into being. What? Right. Through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that came into being. So creation, the bridge of time, was prepared. And then the next great event was his incarnation. The Word of God became flesh. The Creator became the created. This is the beginning of the New Testament, right? God and man and God became united, mingled, and incorporated in the God-man Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonderful one. And this one, he fulfilled and replaced all the Old Testament offerings.
Amen.
And he was qualified as the reality of the burnt offering, the one who is absolute for God. He was qualified what? To be the Lamb of God. So John said when he saw him, behold,
amen,
behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. He did, right?
Amen.
He did take away the sin of the world. But this Lamb didn't just take away the sin of the world. This Lamb, we come to the second greatest event. This Lamb, or the third greatest event, this Lamb became the dove. This Lamb became the anointing, regenerating, transforming Spirit.
Amen.
Really, the whole purpose of his incarnation, his whole purpose of his being the Lamb, was so that he could accomplish a judicial redemption and become the regenerating, transforming spirit.
Amen.
Why? Why? So that he could change our name.
Amen.
Right? We wouldn't be the son of John. We wouldn't be Simon, son of John. Our name would be changed.
Amen.
To Peter.
Amen.
To Cephas.
Amen.
We would become a living stone.
Right.
And in the Bible, stones are for building.
Right. Right.
Stones are for building.
Amen.
And so that leads us to the next greatest event.
Amen.
And that is the vision, right? The dream that Jacob had in the Old Testament. It was a prophetic dream. And it was initially fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus, right? We know the dream. Jacob had a dream of a ladder set up on earth with the angels of God ascending, descending. And when he woke up, he got the revelation. This is none other but the house of God, right?
Amen.
Then the Lord Jesus, speaking to Nathanael, he says, you will see the ladder? No. He said, you will see the Son of Man.
Amen.
And the angels of God ascending and descending. Right? Showing, unveiling to us, he is the reality of God's house, of God's
Amen.
Building.
Amen.
And it's so wonderful, right? That this one, who is the reality of the union, mingling, and incorporation of humanity with divinity, this one has come into us, been sown into us as the, what? The word of life. As the seed of life,
Amen.
Right? And now there's the heavenly traffic, up and down, up and down. And where is this heavenly traffic? Hallelujah, it's in our spirit. But we need to realize it is also in the house of God,
Amen.
Which is first the church, right? Which issues in the body of Christ and is consummated in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So I'll end by just reading the last point on our outline. It says the Lord's coming back needs a solid building of his seekers. This building will be a stepping stone, a beachhead for him to take the earth. And it will be a mutual abode for both God and man. It will be the mingling of divinity with humanity and of humanity with divinity forever.
Amen.
This building will be the ultimate fulfillment, not only of Jacob's dream, but also of God's eternal plan. It will terminate the bridge of time.
Amen.
And usher in the blessed eternity in the future.
Amen.
We must be for that building.
Amen.
And we must be that building.
Amen.
This is why we were created.
Amen.
Right? We must give all for his building.
Amen.
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 All right. So now all can prophesy one by one. So we're going to break up into groups so we have more opportunity for everyone to prophesy. And we're going to have seven groups. And if it doesn't all go super smoothly, don't get bent out of shape. We're going to be fine. We're just going to enjoy the Lord together.
Amen.
Okay, so group one is going to be right here, center. Group two is going to be northwest corner, right over there where those saints are sitting. So some of y'all are going to get moved. Group three is going to be northeast corner over here. Group four is going to be southwest corner, back right here. And then group five is going to be Brother's Cabin. Across the way, group six is going to be in Testimony's apartment, and group seven is going to be, something's wrong here. Group five is going to be in the book room. I need my glasses. Okay. Where do we go?
Let's go gazebo.
Okay, so instead of the book room, we're going to go gazebo. See, we just ran into our first bump, but we're all okay. We all made it. Is everybody still on board? Okay. So these are our seven groups. So so I'll be with group one, Dean group two, Armando group three, AJ group four, Zeke group five, Testimony group six in your apartment, and Joseph Kim will be with group seven in the brother's cabin. Okay.
Chris, can you repeat again so we're going to be counting off, and so the first group will meet.
Group
here.
One.
Here. Okay. Oh, here.
Two, three, four.
Four
is
over there, Chris.
This corner. Five, gazebo. Six, testimony's apartment. Seven, brother's cabin.
Right. Okay.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to count off between one and seven. That goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then we start over again. There's no eights.
Okay.
Nobody's an eight.
Okay.
And so we're going to go around like this. We'll go first row, second row. And then if there's a couple that wants to stay together, y'all can just do the same number. That's fine. If you need to be in a group together, that's okay. Or if couples want to be separate, you can take separate numbers. Okay. So you don't
visiting with
someone.
So we're 1, 2, okay, doesn't matter. Okay.
Chris, so you start if you're visiting with somebody, you don't have
yeah,
to...
Yeah, yeah. If you're visiting with someone, just go with who you're visiting with. Okay, so you're 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, keep your number so you don't forget. Between now, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You want to be separate, okay? So, 1, 2. You're messing me up there. You're confusing me. 3, 4. Or do y'all want to be together?
Yeah.
So 3. Do y'all want to be together? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay, so what was your number?
Two.
So y'all are 2, 3. No. Or you want to be at your apartment?
Yeah.
What is y'all's number?
6.
Y'all are 6.
6.
So 2, 3.
We're
going to
be together.
3.
Because I wasn't here last week, so
5, 6.
Okay, I
didn't. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, this is the trial run.
4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 2, sorry.
Come on, people.
What was
your strike?
1.
Yeah, it's okay. Yep, it takes time.
3.
All right, sweet. Now I can do it.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now we're back over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7. Are y'all all the one?
All the one.
Okay, y'all all the one. That's good. Y'all are my group. That's okay. 1, 2, 2. Now where do we go? Back here.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Y'all are 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Here.
Get it out.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
refreshing us.
Amen.
Thank you for guiding us.
Amen.
Oh, we look to you, Lord.
Amen.
We follow the land.
Amen.
Wherever you may go.
Amen.
Guide us and lead us.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we also thank you for the word.
Amen.
And the word was great God.
Amen.
The
word
was God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I think all the groups are back. Okay, so I'll do a wrap up here, and then we'll have the announcements.
Amen.
Was it enjoyable breaking up into groups? Hopefully, I don't know how many shared in each group, but it has to be close to, I don't know, 4 or 5 times more than what we would have shared in the meeting. So.
Amen.
That's why we did it, to see, give more opportunity for the saints to be able to share their enjoyment.
Amen.
Okay, so this has been a wonderful week to get into, this matter of Christ as the Word of God. And honestly, when I saw the title at the beginning of the week, I didn't know that we were going to get into all these 5 greatest events in history.
Right.
I was like, Christ is the Word of God, okay, he's the living, operative Word of God, he's, you know, sharper than any two-edged. I thought it was going to be more along the lines of the Word of God and his operation as the Word. But it now looking into it and realizing the picture is that this goes from eternity to eternity.
Amen.
And, you know, we sometimes read the Bible and we read Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we think that was the beginning. Actually, the beginning was in John 1:1.
Amen.
What does John 1:1 say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That beginning in John 1:1 is before Genesis 1:1. This is the beginning before time. The Word was there. In the beginning was the Word. Isn't that amazing? That's what it says in the Bible. So, and then at the end of John, it ends with another eternity, and that is the house of God, eternity connected to time, the heavens connected to the earth.
Wow.
There where he tells Nathaniel that he will see in that day the Son of Man as the ladder and the angels ascending and descending upon him, right? So you see these two ends of eternity. And then in between is this marvelous story. This marvelous story. And all this story is obviously in the entire Bible, but you can see little snapshots of this story in John 1:1. All these points that we got into this week are all from, chapter 1, John chapter 1.
Yeah.
All these points are in John chapter 1. You just see little snapshots of God's story. And this story takes us from eternity to eternity. Now, I'm a storyteller, kind of by nature. I found out Juan Ramos is married to one of my former students.
Really?
Yeah. Was I a storyteller back then?
Yeah.
All my students would know. If they could get me on a story, I would forget all about the math that I was teaching, and I would just tell stories, and then, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be teaching math. Yeah. And so sometimes they would try to get me to tell a story. Tell a story, Mr. Todd. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the best storytelling.
It is the best.
This,
right.
There's no other story like this.
Yeah.
You know, the first part of this story is creation. He speaks through his creation. The Word, you know, the Word of God is for conveying who he is and his speaking to man. And the first thing he speaks is creation. He speaks through his creation. John 1:3, not one thing came into being, right, except that which has come into being through him, right? So all of creation came out of the Word of God. That was God speaking to man, his creation. There's so many things. You just look at a blade of grass. You look at the trees, the mountains, everything you see above, below. That is God speaking to man.
Right.
You know what it's speaking? There's a God in this universe.
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to go too far into this story, but do you know how many different proteins are in the human that comprise, make up the human DNA? Nearly 20,000 different proteins that make up the human DNA. Do you know how many numbers are in the lottery? I don't know.
How many numbers can you select from the lottery? It's like 50 or 60, right? Mm-hmm. And I looked up. There's a 1 in 300 million chance of winning the lottery. And that's just with 60... Sorry, math teacher, you know. That's just with 60 different components in combinations. Okay, 1 in 300 million.
Yeah.
That's just 60 different factors that you can put into balls, and it goes around, and you get the right seven numbers or however many it is, and you're like, I won the lottery. That's 1 in 300 million.
Wow.
What are the odds of 20,000 different proteins coming together to form human DNA in all different combinations? And not only that, but they come together and they multiply.
Yeah.
They're fruitful and multiply. That's just God.
Only God.
It's an impossibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I say, oh, I should play the lottery. We need to buy this. And my wife's like, there's zero odds. I mean, you're like, you're never going to win.
Right.
But somehow we feel like we think that all of this creation just came out of
nothing.
The universe stirred up and created all this.
Amen.
No, that is God speaking to us.
Amen.
There is a God.
Amen.
And then this very creator comes into time and he dwells among us.
Amen.
You know, people tell stories about aliens dwelling among us and this and that dwelling among us. There's even a game called Among Us. the greatest among us in the universe is
Amen.
God came to dwell among us.
Amen.
He came to tabernacle among man.
Amen.
Just imagine. He was in this human shell, but it was God there among us,
Amen.
Full of grace and reality.
Amen.
And not only did he come just to dwell among us, to amaze us, but he came to redeem us
Amen.
As the Lamb, right? He was there redeeming. So we see that part of his story
Amen.
As the redeeming God to redeem man as the Lamb of God. And then not only is he the Lamb, but he's the dove. Now, the dove is a little mysterious, like some shared in our group. You know, it's mysterious. He's the anointing dove. Notice he did came as a lamb and as a dove. He didn't come as this fierce, you know, creature and this an eagle flying. He came as the lamb and the dove. So hidden. So hidden. And you know what the dove is doing? It's just anointing. It's anointing. It's anointing to redeem. It's anointing to transform. And it's anointing to build.
Amen.
You know, in between this last two, you know, you have the anointing dove, and then you have the ladder as the building, you know, connecting heaven and earth, God's building, the last event in creation. I mean, the last main event. But in between there, in the story in John, he is revealed as the dove descending, and he's revealed as the ladder connecting heavens and earth. But in between, he has two interactions. He has an interaction with Peter. And he was Cephas, but he told him he's going to be called Peter. So that interaction, it was like the dove there just saying, I need to change you. I need to change you. I need to shape you into a stone that's for building.
Amen.
I need to change your name. Not just change your name, but change who you are so that you can be built together in my building.
Amen.
Then he had this little interaction with Nathaniel.
Wow.
Nathaniel was there, and he was like, you know, he had been told this is the Christ, and he comes to see him. And then the Lord says, before you came here, I saw you under the tree. And Nathaniel was like, what? I mean, I don't know how the Lord must have said this in a way where Nathaniel realized, this guy knows who I am. He knows who I am inside. Because then eventually he said, what was his response? My king and my, I can't remember in the verse.
You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
Yes, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. All he said was, before you came over here, I saw you under the tree. You are the King of Israel. You are the Son of God. You know what? Sometimes the Lord speaks to us just like that. He's a dove. We're on our way doing whatever we're doing, and he just comes as a dove. I see you. Anointing. Just there speaking to us as a dove. And isn't it our response? Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Lord, I turn my heart back to you. Why?
Amen.
Because the dove is there speaking to us.
Amen.
And this is all for his building.
Amen.
And this building is not just for this age. This building is for the next age into eternity.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem. Amen. This whole thing consummates in the New Jerusalem, God's eternal building. Right? What an amazing story.
Amen.
In his journeying from eternity to eternity, he... He brings us into his story.
Amen.
And now his story is part of our story, yeah, right?
Amen.
We are brought into his history.
Amen.
So that he no longer has to be the single
Amen.
Bachelor God
Amen.
In eternity past,
Amen.
But now he's the married triune God with all of his people
Amen.
In eternity future.
Amen.
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 Can I insert just one little song? Maybe you can sing it with me. God the Creator became a God-man.
Amen.
His death redeemed us.
Amen.
For his
glorious, glorious land.
Can we sing it?
I don't know if we have time.
Real quick, no, real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
God
the Creator became our God-man. His death redeemed us for his glorious plan. In resurrection, the Spirit breathes, producing the church. This is God's masterpiece.
Lord, I love you.
There is no other.
Praise the Lord three times.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I really appreciate all the saint portion this morning, not table meeting and prophesy meeting. So thank you, Lord. We are in the body.
Amen.
We are the members.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can function in the body.
Amen.
Before we announce. Are there any newcomers can introduce? How about start here?
Anybody who would like to introduce themselves?
Yeah, introduce. Yeah.
Sister Loretta is here visiting.
Amen.
Welcome, Sister Loretta.
Amen. From where?
Austin.
Okay. Okay. How about this section? Amen. How about this section?
Greetings, saints. I go to the church in Orlando right now. Here visiting my parents for Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Nice.
Amen.
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 Emmanuel.
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 Okay.
Orlando in Florida, right? Okay. How about this section?
Juan Ramos. Wife Christina Ramos and our son Ashton, visiting from Louisiana.
Amen. Louisiana. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also, we got some saints probably know that our situation. Though we're gonna our whole family need to out of U.S. On December 6th after Thanksgiving conference. Yeah. Could you stand? Maybe soon we can. Yeah, my son Enoch, Noah, and Sumia.
I really appreciate all the saints here. Now, Paul, hopefully the Lord bring us back to here soon.
Amen.
Because,
Amen.
Of course, I really enjoyed all the portion of the saints, especially if they're alive. Especially, I really enjoy the saints in here, the person enjoying the group of them. Which
Amen.
Is really, I have a lot back about the matter. I really learned from you. And I will keep growing in that experience of pride and personal youth. I really appreciate that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. My dad asked me this morning if there's anything I want to share, and I was just keep wondering in my mind, and what should I share? But just this morning, this message was so sweet that really encouraged me to speak on this about. I use whenever saints ask me, about this move to Korea, I would say, I think Dolores wants to give me more mm-hmm. from my heart, or I think, or kind of more uncertain way, but I'm certain that I know mm-hmm. that the Lord, this move is 100%, the Lord wants us to gain more Amen. Of our hearts. I know for sure that through this experience that we'll have so much more growth in Christ and go through such a process to experience Him and experience Him as our grace.
Amen.
And that's one of the things I enjoy from this morning, that this simple phrase, grace upon grace,
Amen.
There's no limitation on this. If the verse had to explain how much grace the Lord could give us, it would just go grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. And it would just go on and on. So I really just enjoyed the simple phrase, grace upon grace.
Amen.
And there's no limit on how we could experience the Lord as grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I like to say I really appreciate such opportunity to be blended with the saint here in Austin, and also such a time together. Through such a time, 5.5 years, I realize in many ways our dear saint in Austin is quite precious. Mm-hmm. Precious, I mean, you have really, I mean, excellence on the earth, and also even so often I consider this such a dear saint is best people in Austin. We need like encouraged by such. I mean, whenever we get together,
amen.
And because you saint, including our family. We are, our daily church life is kind of issuing of deny ourselves and taking up the our cross and losing our soul life in the church life. Our church life is for God's kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
So that's why we need to treasure each other. We are honoring each other. We highly expect one another.
Amen.
We are all like building material.
Amen.
By the such a life.
Amen.
Such a life. I just heard many times, I was told that many times, brothers, we need such a life, counter cost.
Yeah.
And
pay the price. Amen.
And live a life of no regret.
Amen.
That's our brother Don Lupus give us such a statement. Yes. But I just remind us this word again and again whenever I consider our fellowship, time with the brothers. Amen. So we will pray and hopefully we can come back earlier.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Such a sweet time in Austin and a buildable time.
Amen.
I really appreciate allowing such opportunity
Amen.
To our whole family.
Amen.
And my two sons got always a lot of benefit from your prayer and care of the body.
Amen.
So here is the announcement. November 21st. Here is a morning revival, week 7. So today we're gonna start a new morning revival material. So you can get the bookstore, and here is a Bible reading schedule and life study reading schedule, and church prayer meeting Tuesday. The church prayer meeting prior to the Thanksgiving conference will be held on Tuesday. Rather than Wednesday. So Tuesday, we're going to have a prayer meeting here. Winter 2024 video semi-annual training, December 21st, January 5th. This the semi-annual video training registration is now open. The deadline is December 10th. So any registration offer after that time will be a late fee of $25 added, so you can just click to register. And International Thanksgiving Branding Conference in Atlanta, You can check, upcoming event section. You can see, and some saints are gonna leave, today, And then next corporate low table meeting, due to the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, our next corporate low table meeting will be held on December 8th. And 2025 gospel calendar. For those who order them have arrived and now available in the book room. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just like to say one thing, the corporate prayer meeting, this week we did, and I was very, the Lord very touched our brothers get together in a corporate way to just pray. And then after prayer meeting, I still remember 2024, at the time we get together as a corporate prayer meeting foremost, we all get together to pray after the corporate prayer meeting. All the other saints, group by group, according to their home meeting or according to their service, they got together to pray and fellowship and coordinate. I just remind of that scene. So may the Lord gain more strength of saint in Austin.
Amen.
To press on.
Amen.
To practice God's ordained way.
Amen.
By the grouping, Lord. Lord, gain all our dear saints. Week by week.
Amen.
Year by year.
Amen.
Make a progress in the Lord.
Amen.
For other member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, saint. Dismiss you.
So that all the kids are out back. Armando, do we need some brothers just quickly to stack extra chairs?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're all. Do we need to? Are there any up in the book?
There are.
Maybe you could just share where they need to.
Sure. Yeah, if we can take these and we can put them in the back, some of these that are still out here, and then there's some in the book room that we need to put in the back. Maybe. Yeah, we can put those right back where the stack is over there.
Okay.
We can get maybe two brothers, two or three. Okay, Luke. Okay, these two brothers. Okay, great.
Let's do it.
We can do it real quick. Thank you.
Oh, look at Jesus.
Hey, let's go move the couch.
Let's see where it was. Great. 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 Great.